from the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right. We are very glad to have you with us on this busy, busy Saturday and weekend overall. Huge show for you. Colonel Oliver North, Charles Payne, former press secretary Kayleigh McEnany, and new music from Bieber tonight on Radio Night Live. Welcome into our New York studios. We are glad to have you with us. As I said, a huge show. We've got a lot of important things to talk about because the Department of Justice decided this week that they were in fact going to open an investigation up into the administration's handling of the exit from Afghanistan. So one of the things I want to ask Colonel North about tonight very clearly is, will we get anything out of this investigation that will actually give us some sort of insight as to what happened? And, to what degree will we be able to use that to hopefully prevent any other kind of disaster similar to that from ever happening again? That's the goal, at least. And then a little bit later on, I'm going to ask Charles Payne, superstar from Fox News and Fox Business, of course. I want to ask him all about the idea that we're having this dispute over whether or not there is such a thing as inflation happening in our country right now. Got the allergies going on tonight, guys. I'm hoping that I can pull through this. Anyway, Charles Payne, of course, the business guru at Fox Business and at Fox News, oftentimes fills in for Neil Cavuto on Your World on the main news channel, and he'll have some idea about that. And I hope that he can bring facts to the table, because that's really where we want to be spending most of our time discussing tonight. Now, on top of that, in hour number two, in the ladies' lounge, we have one of the true OGs rejoining us. And she used to join us regularly. In fact, when we were doing the ladies' lounge on the nighttime show in New York, she would join us every single week. In the last couple of years, she became the press secretary, the 33rd press secretary of the United States, and was not able to on a regular basis. But we've got Kayleigh McEnany for the majority of the second hour tonight, and looking forward to that very quickly. Let's go to the big board and let's see if we can touch on another couple of things for tonight. And then in the new music spotlight, I should say, Justin Bieber's going to be with us. Got a brand new song out. It's called Ghost. He actually has cast in it a very well-known actress. Diane Keaton is in it as well. So that's in the new music spotlight. And then a classic, although it'll be a more recent one for Bieber in the second hour, as he duets with Chance the Rapper. So we've got a lot to get to. And so glad that you're with us. Now, this week, and even this morning, if you were on the social media, you saw that there were some pretty funny things going around. And in the second hour, we've already been documenting the kind of journey that is Let's Go Brandon. Well, it has blown up into places that I did not anticipate that it was going to initially. And we have got examples from Wardrobe to best charting songs on iTunes on the music charts and other places. We'll kind of walk through all that kind of encyclopedic style going on. But I want to compare some performances by a couple of very significant ladies here in the first hour tonight. Everyone that was around at the time and in the media when she was serving as Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, used to, because she was under the George W. Bush administration, really give this woman a very hard time. I never understood that. I always thought that she was one of the most well-spoken, articulate, forward-thinking person, totally dedicated to clarity in terms of what she had to tell people. And she made an appearance on The View. Let's take a look at what one of the things that she had to say this last week.
The whole issue of critical race theory and what is and is not being taught. I come out of an academic institution, and this is something that academics debate. What is the role of race and so forth? And let me be very clear. I grew up in segregated Birmingham, Alabama. Mm-hmm. I couldn't go to a movie theater or to a restaurant with my parents. I went to segregated schools till we moved to Denver. Mm-hmm. My parents never thought I was going to grow up in a world without prejudice, but they also told me that's somebody else's problem, not yours. You're going to overcome it. And you are going to be anything you want to be. And that's the message that I think we ought to be sending to kids. One of the worries that I have about the way that we're talking about race is that it either seems so big that somehow white people now have to feel guilty for everything that happened in the past. I don't think that's very productive. Or black people have to feel disempowered by race. I would like black kids to be completely empowered, to know that they are beautiful in their blackness, but in order to do that, I don't have to make white kids feel bad for being white. So somehow this is a conversation that has gone in the wrong direction.
Yeah, somehow it's a conversation that's gone in the wrong direction for sure, because Whoopi Goldberg sitting there at the table, finding herself being forced to agree with Condi Rice, because how can you not agree with it? The very thing that the civil rights movement was built around was the idea that we begin judging people by the content of their character and not anything else. Although the group that's in the office now, in the administration that's in the White House now, seems to do everything opposite of what it should do. So if you know that the sun's coming up at 7 o'clock, they're going to tell you that it's setting at 7 o'clock. I mean, it's just it's crazy how backwards the universe is that they live in. And I just want to compare something. That is the clear articulation, the clarity that we always had from former Secretary Rice. She's now the provost at Stanford University. She's involved in so many charitable efforts and so forth. I've always thought if I had a daughter, I would love for my daughter to aspire to be the kind of woman that Condoleezza Rice represents. She's never married. She's... And I wouldn't necessarily want that for my daughter. I would love for her to, you know, have a family and know the joy of what it is to be loved by the people that are in your home. But if she said, I'm going to pattern my life after a successful woman, and she picked Condoleezza Rice as the person to do it after, that wouldn't break my heart. The current vice president of the United States, that's a different story. This is her from yesterday.
I have a motto. I eat and drink no for breakfast.
Hey, I don't know if you caught what she was saying there. I didn't really catch it. Can we play it again just to see if we have can? Please tell me, give me any clue as to what you think she's talking about here.
I have a motto. I eat and drink no for breakfast.
She eats and drinks no for breakfast. And then she laughs like the lion from Wizard of Oz. Ha! 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 Friends, I look, we've got a dawdling old guy as president that nobody in the world takes seriously. Certainly our enemies don't. Certainly the people that we're trying to engage in negotiation or work for, like he ticked off all of our allies in Afghanistan, and none of our enemies take us seriously. So there's no one really on planet Earth that takes the White House very seriously. So if he was to have to step down because of his dawdlingness, that's what's going to replace him. The laughing lion from The Wizard of Oz who eats gnomes for breakfast or something. I don't know what she's saying. If you read in the media the glowing reviews of Kamala Harris, it's as though she's a fourth member of the Godhead. It's like she steps foot on planet Earth and waters part before her. I don't see it. Condoleezza Rice, she actually qualified more for that kind of praise. She was a highly achieved academic. She was a concert-level pianist. She was an Olympic-level figure skater. She speaks seven different languages. First Secretary of State female, first Secretary of State black female. She's amazing. I don't know what that is, but she gets to put vice president in front of her name for the rest of her life. There's something very unjust about that, my friends. Something very unjust. All right. Coming back, the State Department is opening up an Inspector General's investigation into what went on in Afghanistan. Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North will join me to discuss whether or not we are going to get to the bottom of what actually did happen and what we can learn and know about that. A little bit later on, we're going to talk to Charles Payne about the inflation or non-inflation. What is it? The people are arguing about it. And we're also going to update you on where we are with our project to liberate human slaves. Stay with us. It's Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. So glad to have you with us.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving, and usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest, and I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed, because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Lady Liberty shining bright tonight in the New York Harbor, and we're going to talk about inflation coming up with Charles Payne a little bit later this hour. It's Radio Night Live. So glad to have you with us. KT McFarland in just a little bit. But I want to go to an even bigger story that is taking it took some people by surprise today. The Inspector General's Office of the State Department has announced that it's going to launch an independent investigation into the Biden administration's handling of the Afghan exit. And this is very surprising, I think, in the mold of Washington right now, because there's such a tight control over everything that's being done. Yet the IG officially notified Congress that they're going to start it, and they are anticipating, in their own words, that other IGs from other departments are also going to look into this. I'm assuming from the way they are wording their terminology that might be an independent an IG for the Pentagon. And maybe a couple of other departments as well. But here to discuss the pros and cons of this and the general theory of it all together is Colonel Oliver North, who needs no real introduction, American hero, and he has paid for it dearly throughout his time in public life. We Didn't Fight for Socialism is his latest book, and we're going to talk about that as well. But, Colonel, it's an honor to have you with us. I don't know if you remember, you were with me a long time ago, but good to have you back today, and thank you for being here.
Thank you, Kevin. It's good to be back with you, brother. And I love the folks you work with.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm sure Ed Atzinger and Phil Boyce are glad to hear that, too. Let me ask you real quickly. Was this a surprise to you when you read about it, that the State Department is going to open an investigation of sorts into the withdrawal from Afghanistan?
No, and I hate to use the word cover up, but that's not the answer to this problem. The answer is far bigger, and it's the debacle that occurred in Afghanistan, beginning back in July and going all the way through into the 1st of September. The bottom line of it is, what you need is a full-blown commission to look into this thing, with subpoena power and the requirement for people to show up and tell the truth, and get things like transcripts of presidential phone calls, like the one on the 9th of September with Xi Jinping and the president. I mean, that none of that's going to come out, and all doing during this, quote, IG's inspection, whatever the inspector general is going to do, is all going to be sub rosa. There won't be any visibility to it whatsoever. I mean, if you look at what John Durham has done as a special prosecutor, I think it's admirable the way he's gone about it, but no one knows diddly about the outcome. The problem with the two congressional committees, House Armed Services and Senate Armed Services Committees testimonies, is everybody got 5 minutes. Every member got 5 minutes for a question and a response. That's no way to collect information that's so very important to resolving what happened and making darn sure it never happens again. My testimony went on over a 9-day period. The American people saw 5 days of it. Every night we did testimony, and the final report is in four volumes about right. What was going on with, quote, Iran-Contra. And that's the way to go about getting straight scoop and getting answers. What transpired in that period of time from the middle of July, actually the 8th of July was when it began, all the way through the 1st of September. And, quite frankly, follow up on it. It turns out that there were tens of thousands of people who had enough of Afghan citizens who had nothing to do with helping the United States or our troops or our government over that 20-year period. That's why I say wonderful kudos to the IG at the State Department for having the nerve to stand up and say we're going to investigate. But the cover-up begins today. I gave you one example. The president's phone call that went on for 90 minutes with Xi Jinping in the aftermath of this. Milei calls need to be transcribed and provided as evidence. Every top secret issue that I dealt with in my time as the guy who was running the operations to support the Nicaraguan freedom fighters and get Americans rescued who were being held hostage in Beirut, to include the trips I made to places like Beirut and Tehran, need to be investigated just like they were for me. That's what we've got to have.
Well, and more recently, we did a similar type of commission following 9/11. And I think that a bipartisan public commission sounds reasonable to me. And if the administration is really confident that they didn't do anything bad, it seems like they'd be willing to go forward with that. Although I have a feeling, Colonel, that you're touching on something very important with a 90-minute phone call with China.
Yeah.
With a man who we now know that the laptop was real. We know that the stuff on it was certainly referring to him. That seems to indicate that we've got a greatly compromised first citizen there in the White House. And I'm sure that that 90-minute phone call will reveal to an even greater extent what that looks like.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind. And that may be one of the reasons why such a commission is never called for. I mean, it would take legislation. It would take a president signing the bill. Ronald Reagan had no fear of that.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's why it went forward. The idea, you mentioned the word compromise, and that was in my column last week. Let me just make an observation. Never, ever underestimate the awesome power of blackmail.
Now,
do I know this? That's happened? I don't. But what's very clear is that, let's assume for just a moment, that when Milley and McKenzie testified, they told the truth. They told the truth that they had recommended, advised, suggested, urged retention of Bagram, keeping 2,500 Americans, plus 5,000 volunteer NATO allies, plus about an equal number, somewhere near 10,000 contractors, on the job until the last American was brought home. It was a disaster, an unmitigated, horrific disaster. I don't care what polls show. I'm just saying it was a disaster, some of which we'll never even know about until after bad things happen. Communist Chinese are right now negotiating with the Taliban government in Kabul the use and retention of Bagram Air Base as a place for the Communist Chinese, the PRC, the People's Republic of China, and the People's Liberation Army to operate from there. That's a down-the-line disaster. We have no capability, for example, of doing search and rescue for a downed airman. There's no capability, as they proved on the 29th, when they sent a Hellfire missile into a vehicle holding seven children. And a U.S. Agency for International Development contractor, for crying out loud. So the president keeps talking about over-the-horizon capabilities. It's either a lie or he's being deceived. And it's very clear to me that the president does not have the full mental capabilities that he needs to have. That's a different issue, of course.
But right.
Not necessarily going to be fitted within even a presidential commission. But if somebody is making it, every time somebody suggests something like that to me, I say, wait a second. All the different ways in which a president leaves office, I mean, he can be voted out. Okay. He can go the way John Kennedy went. He can go the way Richard Nixon went on the 25th Amendment. Well, who becomes president at that point? It's the vice president.
All right, Colonel North, thank you for being with us tonight on Radio Night Live. Very good insights on what's going on. I'm hopeful that we're going to get some constructive information out of such an investigation. But, you know, it's pretty apparent that if they wanted to use this as a part of the cover-up, as you cited, they very well could. Colonel North, always appreciate you being here. Thank you for coming on Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, we're coming right back. We've got an update with CSI, and Charles Payne's going to be with us all straight ahead. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2 powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to myburna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. Myburna.com. That's MYBYRNA.com.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which again is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkcapital.com. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us. Radio Night Live, we roll on. Thank you, Colonel North, for being with us. Coming up, Charles Payne, and in hour two in the Ladies Lounge tonight, the 33rd Press Secretary of these United States, Kayleigh McEnany, will be with us, and looking forward to speaking with her. Yeah, it's a weird thing. We have had, 46 presidents, but only 33 press secretaries? So they must not have had a press secretary for a very long time in the history of the country. But anyway, we're going to visit with her in the next hour. She's an original from the Ladies Lounge long time ago. But this breaking news, before I give you an update on our CSI thing, the State Department is conceding that there are more Americans stranded in Afghanistan than had been previously indicated. They had originally said on the day when we pulled out and everybody was gone, only about 200. Well, they've since helped at least 200 get out, and there are maybe 300 more, maybe more than that. And the State Department is having to admit that that's true. So there you go. Pardon me. All right. So we're having a very interesting time this fall, and I'm so excited. Because Christian Solidarity International
every year, we tell you about this, is liberating human slaves from the area of North Sudan. There are two countries now named Sudan, North Sudan, South Sudan. And that was the settlement after the Sudanese Civil War. But these young women that were taken into slavery those many years ago were not given justice at the end of the Civil War. The whole world helped the Sudans settle their disagreements over where they could draw the line, but they didn't set the slaves free. And so if you've listened to us over the last few years, you know that this is our big Christmas push. We try to get as many slaves liberated as possible. Because of your generosity, we have seen 147 people in human slavery be liberated this year due to those of you that have already given. The challenge is we had 192 names on the list. So that means there are 45 women that we have not yet freed that I would very much like to see us liberate before Christmas of this year. And it's a very simple program in terms of how it works. Let me just walk you through it. The simplest part of it is if we give a gift, a slave gets liberated. But here's how that works. It's a $250 total cost to do all of the following. Negotiate the liberation and prepare the slave for a journey back to South Sudan and also give them all the tools they need to start their life over again in South Sudan, preferably close to where they came from when they were taken captive to begin with. And because the women that are involved in this have been tortured and humiliated, I mean, it's just impossible to really truly describe the amount of suffering that they have gone through. This is a process that they don't even fully trust at first, but as they approach South Sudan, as they are welcomed into a recovery camp where they are able to tell their story, get some psychological help, get some medical attention, be given this gift called the Bag of Hope, which will launch them into their new life. It is filled with all of the things that they will need, like a year's worth of grain, a year's worth of seed, gardening tools, cooking utensils, tarps and things to help build a living structure, but also blankets and other things to help keep them warm during the cool season. All of this is contained, plus alongside of that Bag of Hope is a she-goat that is given to every liberated slave. And they use that she-goat to create milk and cheese, but to also do micro-enterprise by breeding it and being able to sell the goats and be able to help self-support their new life. It is a really amazing thing. And friends, all of that happens for a one-time gift of $250. Now, I just want to say, because of someone's generosity, and I was just informed of this a week ago, that for every slave we liberate in the month of October and November is going to be matched slave for slave. We are going to, so if you can give a $250 gift tonight, or if you can't afford $250, if you say, well, I could give $25 a month for 10 months, or I could do $50 a month for 5 months, if you make that commitment tonight, in the end of October or sometime in the month of November, there's going to be two slaves liberated because of your gift, because of this matching gift that is coming from a donor to CSI that just loves what they do and wants to help encourage people to do better. The phone number to give your gift is 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can also give online by just going to csi-usa.org. But call right now and help liberate two slaves for your one gift of $250, 888-342-1010. Please call now, 888-342-1010. Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live continues on. Charles Payne from Fox Business joins me next.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm very, very athletic. I play ice hockey 2 or 3 days a week. You know, I'm in good shape for my age. You know, I keep up with the young kids, but, you know, I get tired, muscles get sore, I'm achy. So I noticed just by taking this product for a month, I'm not as tired as I used to be or fatigued. Muscles feel good. I feel like my stamina is better than it was. I just feel better than I did. And I wasn't really complaining before.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2-5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore, and I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
All right, Kevin McCullough, welcoming you back to Radio Night Live from New York. But next, I want to turn to one of the Fox News and Fox Business superstars. Charles Payne is his name. And he, you know, when you talk about the real deal, this is a guy that is as real as it gets on every level. And I've always been impressed with his acumen about the markets and so forth. But I'm also very impressed with who he is as a person, and I'm grateful that he's come back to the show. Charles Payne of Fox News and Fox Business. Hey, Charles, good to have you.
Hey, thank you so much for that wonderful, gracious, beautiful introduction, Kevin. Thanks.
You got it. Hey, let's talk about, so in the last 48 hours, I've spoken to metals dealers. I've spoken to stockbrokers. I've spoken to economists. And there is a wide disagreement about whether or not we are actually seeing actual inflation. And I thought, well, I need some straight talk on this, so let's talk to Charles Payne about it. Why is there a debate over whether or not people are perceiving inflation to be a thing? Because it seems pretty obvious to me, but someone's making that argument somewhere. And if they, and who's right in the debate?
Yeah, you know, that sort of inflation argument, I thought, was sort of put to bed. You know, it was interesting last week. You know, the Federal Reserve has sort of been making the argument, yeah, there's a little bit of inflation, but it's transitory, which is one of those words that can mean anything to anyone, right? Because in general, you know, 100 years is transitory, you know, compared to 1,000 years. So, but even one of the major guys on the Fed last week almost apologized. It was a mea culpa, a guy named Ralph Bostic. He's the head of the Atlanta Federal Reserve. In fact, they've got a swear jar now. And anytime anyone says anything that temporary, transitory, you've got to put a buck in there. So even they admit that they were wrong. And let me just give you some raw numbers, because I start with the numbers first, because I believe facts are the best way to have these conversations.
Thank you. Yes,
year
thank
to
you.
Date, crude oil is up 72%. Year to date, natural gas is up 100%. Year to date, gasoline is up 76%. Year to date, palm oil is up 41%. Oats are up 83%. Coffee is up 60%. Canola is up 50%. This is all just year to date. Coal is up 188% year to date stuff.
I was comparing what all of those talking heads were telling me with what my bride tells me every time she comes back from the store. And in recent weeks, it's been about $200 more per trip to the grocery store than it would have been this time a year ago.
If you look at every major inflation crisis in history in this country, there's something unique right now so far with this one. Americans have more money this time. Wages are actually going up just year over year, just a little bit more than inflation. But that's on average, right? So that takes top to bottom. Now, this is the first time this has ever happened. Of course, you throw in three massive stimulus programs where $900 billion went directly into people's bank accounts. You throw in higher wages because of this worker strike. But even that starts to get gnawed away, particularly on the lower end. Real income is down. Last month it was down 0.8%. The month before that, 1.1%. The month before that, almost 1%. So overall, they're up a little bit more than inflation, but it's a heck of a race, right? If you can imagine Usain Bolt against Usain Bolt, you know, once you get to the middle class and down, actually they're losing that race. And for them to lose the race, it does mean, you know, you come out of the supermarket with fewer bags. It does mean you have fewer options in life. And it does become that sort of kitchen table thing that all politicians use in their campaign speeches, but often forget about once they're elected.
You have a colleague by the name of Megan Henney who authored something at Fox Business today and titled it, "Inflation Surge Could Mean Higher Taxes for Americans." How does inflation lead to higher taxes?
Well, you have this sort of prices are going up. To this degree, sometimes receipts go up. And sometimes when receipts go up, politicians, in my mind, this is at least from my point of view, use that as an excuse. I mean, you've already heard a lot of members of the Biden administration saying that this is somehow a high-class problem and actually turning it into a reason to be more aggressive with their campaign. Now, some of it has been just really embarrassing because it seems so out of touch, and it is out of touch. It's just one of these things where when it gets going the way it's going right now, it becomes so insidious. It doesn't have to lead to higher taxes. It should not lead to higher taxes. If it does, you know, then that's somebody being opportunistic.
It's going to be very, very tough to continue to state that, you know, even inflation itself isn't having this deleterious effect. I still can't believe that Jen Psaki, as recently as yesterday's White House briefing, was still making the claim that the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill is going to cost zero. It's like, I don't know what math school she went to, but the idea that this Build Back Better agenda is going to do anything other than bankrupt us, for me, is hard to see. But maybe it's just my perspective, Charles.
It's not. It really is not just your perspective. Last Friday, there are two real good gauges of consumer sentiment and confidence in this country. One comes out from a firm called the Conference Board, the other, the University of Michigan. So on Friday, the University of Michigan released theirs. It was a massive disappointment. And inside there, I found really what I thought was the most amazing part of it. Confidence in government economic policies. In April, it was 31%. In October, it was 19%. It's not you. It's independents. It's Democrats. Stephen Ratner, who was President Obama's so-called auto czar, wrote a scathing article a few days ago saying that this is just disingenuous, that there's no such thing, that this $3.5 trillion will have zero cost. And I think it's starting to backfire. on people. There was a CNN poll that actually showed where if with these two proposals, the two spending proposals that the administration is pushing, only 25%, they only had a 25% approval rating, and over 30% of folks said they thought that it would actually hurt their families. Think about that for a moment, because that was not the case a few months earlier, but everyone's feeling it. I mean, if you work real hard, you're not making a lot of money, and you go to the store and people are buying up everything, and a lot of them you recognize don't work at all, you're going to have a lot of resentment. And you're saying, golly, you know, I'm doing everything right, but I'm paying a higher price. My family's getting a lesser life because they're just cutting checks all day long, every single day to everyone, to curry political favor, to change the change who we are fundamentally. And that's why it's backfiring.
Yeah. Well, watch him on Fox News and Fox Business. Charles Payne, CV Payne, is where you follow Matt on Twitter. Great Twitter follow, I might add. You're going to get all kinds of insights if you follow him there. Charles, always appreciate your time. Thanks for spending some with us today.
Hey, listen, call me more often. I love it.
Thanks. All right, there he goes, Charles Payne, and you can see him this week on Fox Business. When we come back, it is New Music Spotlight, and tonight, the Biebs is in the house. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint. And you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkcapital.com.
Kevin McCullough, still a big second hour yet to come. We've got a lot to get to. But first, in the New Music Spotlight, ladies and gentlemen, here's Justin Bieber.
God thinks there's always tomorrow. I miss your touch on nights when I'm hollow. I know you crossed the bridge that I can't follow. Since the love that you left is all that I get, I want you to know that if I can't be close to you, I'll settle for the ghost of you. I miss you more than life. And if you can't be next to me, your memory's ecstasy. I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life. Young blood thinks there's always tomorrow. I need more time, but time can't be borrowed. Ghost of you, I miss you more than life. And if you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life.
All right, touching new song from Justin Bieber, brand new, called Ghost. And Diane Keaton, of course, the actress, making a little bit of a cameo in this. Most of Bieber's videos these days are very theatrical, so very entertaining. He'll be back with more music in the second hour, and the 33rd Press Secretary of the United States will join us in hour two in the Ladies' Lounge. It's Kayleigh McEnany. Plus, what's this whole Let's Go Brandon thing? Detail that coming up next. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live.